Hello and welcome back to the Kenya Life Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about the motivations of the week. And what do I mean by the motivations of the week? I mean, we're here to pump up the week and ready to get at it. All right, last week I did an episode. It was good. I was like, you know, Manze, I need to tell you to know your worth and everything. But now I'm back to tell you something else. You know, I'm here to tell you, do you? And I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it in other aspects. I'm just like, Manze, just mind your business. It's not too shabby. It's not too bad. What do I mean? Sometimes in life, we have the certain urge to mind other people's business. And I've been a victim of that. I've been a perpetrator of that. I've been all in all sides of not doing me and doing me. And sometimes you hear things about yourself, which again, it's part of life. You'll always hear something about you. And that's the reality. So this is what I need you to do. Sometimes it gets to a point in life where people talk about you. And I've been there a couple of times and I'm not even done yet because, again, I'm going to be a little bit bigger in a bit later, you know, and in later in life, rather. And this is what I'll tell you from what I've learned. People will always talk. And you doing you means you're doing your life the way you want it. You're doing your life when you start today, you're doing this, you're doing that. You know what you're doing. But at the end of the day, you don't put yourself in positions where you can hear outside noise. Outside noise will always be there. People will say you're not good enough. People will say you're not even funny. People will say you're manipulative. People will say you're stubborn. People will say you don't listen. And you know there are people who don't listen, by the way. Yeah. People will say you're not just that. You're not that person. You're just a mere human being at the end of the day. There is no importance you bring to the table. But at the end of the day, you look at it like this. So they have decided that you do not bring any importance in their life. And that's okay. Yeah. So you let it be. You know, if they don't need you, they don't need you. What's the worst they can do? At the end of the day, they don't need you. So you don't play any part in their life. So you don't go there and start saying, oh, please take me. Oh, please choose me. Oh, no, no, no. Sweetie, just do you. And what I mean is, let things be when they need to be. And what do I mean by this? I mean, if someone wants to genuinely say goodbye to you, then by all means, wave your hand goodbye as well. Because you cannot force people to stay in your life. And you cannot force people to not talk about you. Because if they're not talking about you, then what are you doing? And that's one thing I've always been reminded of. If people are always eager to talk about you, especially if you know you're doing good and you have people who are telling you you're generally doing good, and it's not even a matter of malice, it's a matter of you know you're on the right path. But sometimes you can hear outside noise and it derails you a tad bit, which then makes you feel like, ay, manze ningori. But the reality is you ought to choose to do and support you. Because if you look at it, you're like, okay, so these people used to play a key part in my life. They don't anymore. Then why are they bothering me? Because Steve Harvey once said, if you look at a car, the windscreen is so big, like you can see everything. You can see through, you know, you can see trucks coming, you can see cars coming and everything. And then when you look back, you have the back screen on the caboot, you know? And if you look at it, it's quite small, isn't it? Or even we look at the mirror next to the windscreen that makes you that helps you look at the back. Past, that's your past. Stop letting your past drive your future or drive your present. Because if you drive using the back mirror, you might crash. But if you drive using the windscreen, you might see everything clearly, making sure that everything you have dearly worked for, everything that has been put through the test in order for you to attain the position or where you're at in life, then, you know, you have the best. You know, don't drive like that. Don't drive with a back mirror. Just choose to do you. Choose to support you. Choose to be yourself. Because being yourself is so important, especially in this time and age where people even choose to go and change their own facial structure just for the sake of, you know, pleasing the masses. And you'll never please the masses. You'll never be an angel in everybody's eye. You might just be the devil. But again, it's not too shabby either. Because at the end of the day, you know yourself. at the end of the day, your friends know you. And I'll keep saying this because those are the most important people in your life, especially family and friends. You know, they will always tell you the truth as it is. But the moment you let outside noise in, then you start doubting yourself. And the previous episode was all about not doubting yourself. So take this time today, take this week to make sure that you choose your path as it is. If you're alone in it, then well and good, you travel faster. But you, if we are with people, you travel further. So you look at things in terms of what are the merits and the demerits of this situation. If the merits are good, you learn from them. If they're not, ikonini manzi. Because you can't live a life based on demerits. You can't live a life where people keep trumping over you in the name of opinions, in the name of trying to have a say in your life. Because if we all went with what outside noise is based on, we'd never do ourselves. Sounds funny. But yeah, choose you every single day. And that means doing what you can to become a better person. Because better at the end of the day is always harder. But it's also good for you to make sure you know yourself enough to choose to do you. Because so many people struggle when it comes to being alone. So many people struggle at just being themselves. And you shouldn't be one of them. Because I know you were raised right. I know you were supposed to be one of the greatest people. You're expected to be so. So make sure you stand by that for you and for family and friends, but mainly for you. All right? Do take care of yourself. Be good. Be safe. Do you. Make sure every single day you choose to do you, because outside noise will mess you up big time. All right? Do take care of yourself. Bye-bye.